From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting there has been no movement of civilians out or humanitarian aid in to embattled eastern Ghouta in Syria, despite a Russian-backed daily five-hour humanitarian pause. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said with Turkey's assistance, quite a large group of those who wanted to leave were successfully evacuated, although a second group, he said, was prevented from doing so by militants. Hundreds have died in nearly 2 weeks of heavy government bombardment in the last major rebel stronghold near the capital, Damascus. A UN Security Council resolution passed Saturday demands a 30-day ceasefire, but it has not been implemented. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Kelly Curry told the Security Council, while the rebels have agreed to allow aid in, Bashar al-Assad regime has said no, and she took aim at Russia's humanitarian pause.
This is cynical, callous, and in flagrant defiance of the demands of 2401. Russia does not get to unilaterally rewrite the terms of the resolution they negotiated and they sat here and voted for.
Syria's ambassador blamed the militants for prolonging the fight. Bashar Jaafari blaming terrorists for launching hundreds of missiles into Damascus, causing hundreds of casualties. Meanwhile, in Geneva, the U.S. accused Russia of violating its duty to rid Syria of chemical weapons, but Syria has denied it uses such weapons in rebel-held areas. Unidentified attackers killed a U.N. Children's Agency employee and five education workers in an attack in Central African Republic. The U.N. agency released details Wednesday about Sunday's attack in the northeast town of Markunda near Chad. UNICEF condemned what it called this senseless act against aid workers trying to improve the lives of the most vulnerable populations. Militia violence is on the upswing in CAR. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has offered recognition to the Taliban as a political group in an effort to kickstart a political process that could lead to the end of the country's 16-year war. Michael Kugelman, a South Asia expert at the Washington-based Wilson Center, calls it extraordinary.
Extending an offer of peace to the Taliban is nothing new. I mean, the Afghan government has tried that in the past. But in this case, President Ghani has made so many extraordinarily generous concessions, or he's offered so many concessions, I think, in many ways unprecedented.
Mr. Ghani's offer came during an international conference in Kabul aimed at creating the atmosphere for talks. The Afghan leader said a truce could involve a prisoner release, new elections, and a constitutional review. The Taliban has offered to begin talks with the U.S., but so far refused direct dialogue with Kabul. A suicide bomb attack near Pakistan's southwest city Quetta Wednesday killed four paramilitary soldiers. Gunmen also opened fire on a police convoy, killing two guards. The attacks were the work of the Pakistani Taliban, or so they claim. The International Olympic Committee has reinstated Russia's membership after suspending it over state-sponsored doping allegations. Still, more than 160 Russians were able to compete at the just-concluded Winter Olympics in South Korea. Two of them, however, tested positive for banned substances. President Vladimir Putin presented state awards to the athletes, praising them for withstanding sport strain and tensions with dignity. Meanwhile, the chief executive of the U.S. Olympic Committee, Scott Blackmun, resigned in the wake of the sex abuse scandal involving former USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. President Donald Trump Wednesday led dignitaries in honoring the late American evangelist Billy Graham, whose body lay in honor at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda following his death last week at age 99.
Everywhere he went, Reverend Graham delivered the same beautiful message. God loves you. That was his message. God loves you.
Graham, known as America's pastor, was sought out for counsel by several presidents and reached hundreds of millions worldwide with a Christian message. Mr. Trump is scheduled to attend the Graham funeral in Charlotte, North Carolina on Friday. In Egypt, a passenger train collided with a freight train Wednesday, killing at least 10 people, the latest in a string of deadly crashes in Egypt. More than 40 were killed in a train accident near the coastal city of Alexandria last August. U.S. economic growth slowed slightly in the fourth quarter of 2017 to a revised 2.5%. That was down from the 3.2% expansion recorded in the third quarter. On Wall Street Wednesday, stocks fell with investors concerned over how many interest rate hikes that will have to take place this year. The benchmark Dow Jones Index shed more than 380 points to 25,029, ending the worst month for U.S. stocks since January 2016. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.